Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall reacting to the coronavirus food assistance program in just a moment. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Animal agriculture pretty happy with the word late Friday from Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue in regards to the coronavirus food assistance program that will deliver monies to beef, dairy, and pork producers. Colin Woodall is Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We talked to him over the weekend.
Well, we are appreciative that Secretary Perdue finally did roll this out because there had been a lot of question as to what those final numbers would be and how quickly we could start seeing some payments be made to cattle producers. The good news is that of all of the commodities, we did receive $5.1 billion, which was the majority of the $9.5 billion that was included in the CARES Act. So we are pleased with that. Of course, there are some concerns with the caps that are in place, knowing that for some feeders, that is definitely not going to even come close to trying to help them bridge these gaps. But we do know that it's obvious the Secretary is trying to do everything he can to get as much money to as many people as possible. And now the next steps, of course, will just being to see how those calculations are ultimately made.
With that in mind, it does look like with those monies that have been allocated back to the beef industry, we're talking about this is immediately, or at least at first, based on some of the losses that we saw in the first couple, 3 months of the year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So not only that, but they also have it set up where there will be an opportunity to look at some potential losses. We also have to keep in mind that this may not be the last opportunity to work on some additional stimulus. Congress is going to come back. We know that there are a lot of the stimulus programs that have already been depleted, things such as the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. So we do know that we will have another opportunity to go in and show Congress that the losses are there for them to step up and provide even more funds to all of agriculture, but especially the cattle business. And that'll be a top priority for us when they finally do return to Washington, D.C.
We've used the word unprecedented, it seems like, a whole bunch lately. This is going to be an unprecedented effort, well, I assume, by the Farm Service Agency to get all the I's dotted, T's crossed to be able to let folks sign up, right?
We do expect this to be distributed through the Farm Service Agency, the FSA offices. USDA is in the process of finalizing the rule on how they will implement this, how they will calculate the checks, how everything will be finalized. And then that has to go to the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, at the White House for approval. So we still could very well be a month away before we even know the details of how to apply and how losses will be calculated.
So the optimism of the Secretary last night may be a little too optimistic on how to get these things turned around.
Just given our experience and the way government works, we definitely are going to hope for the best, but we're going to prepare for this being at least a month away before we can truly be able to see payments headed towards producers.
What are you going to be telling your producers here in the next few days in regards to what they will need when finally those rules are in place and they're able to apply?
First and foremost, make sure that you have every piece of documentation you can find on your losses. You need to make sure that you're getting that together now. It's going to make it a whole lot easier to be able to get in line as quick as possible if you're working on putting that together now. If you don't have that together, make sure that you are putting your records in place. I know a lot of folks have them in calf books. Make sure you're putting those in spreadsheets. Make sure that you're putting those in a more formal format so that way you have all the documentation that you will need to show your losses to the FSA office in hopes of getting your check just as quickly as possible.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.